What Am I Chewing is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For more podcasts about movies and nostalgia, visit cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me. Welcome to What Am I Chewing, the podcast where we chew things and guess what they are. I'm Jordan Poland Clark. With me is my co-host, Carol Gear. So hard.
Oh, we're off to a great start.
Let me try again. With me is my co-host, Kara Gail O'Regan. Hi, Kara.
Hi.
Sorry I couldn't say your name.
It's okay. It's hard. It's
I was doing a lot of syllables. Job.
It's a lot of yeah. Vowels, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to chew first, or should I chew first?
I can go first, unless you're very hungry.
No.
Okay.
I'm good. I've already been snacking on my snack for a little while.
Okay. I'm opening it now.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you'll be able to hear it, though.
Okay. Quiet snack. Well, I can hear the wrapper. Are you eating it?
No, not yet. I'm still opening it.
Are you just, like, slowly unwrapping it?
No, it's just, it's a little bit more complicated than usual.
Do you know how I imagined it?
No.
Based on the sounds and the slowness, I was imagining, like, it was, like, a Kit Kat that, like, melted. So you were, like, feeling, you know, when you have to, like, do it real careful because
yeah.
It's real gross.
Yeah, well, that's
what it sounded like.
I mean, I was peeling something.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So that was a good word to use.
And you still are peeling it.
I was kind of cracking it open on that one.
Okay. Okay. I can hear it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm chewing.
Is it sweet or savory?
It is sweet.
It's sweet. Okay. Is it a candy bar of some kind?
No.
Okay. Is it chocolate of some kind?
Nope.
Okay. Is it a cookie?
Mm-mm.
Is it... Is it... What?
I'll tell you after you figure out what it is.
Okay. Is it ice cream?
No.
Is it... I don't know any other sweet things. Is it...
I mean, it's not, like, the first thing that would come to mind when you think of something that's sweet.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps at all.
Is it... What time of the day would you usually eat it?
Anytime.
Is it like a dessert food?
No.
Okay.
Although it can be.
Is it like a protein bar?
Nope.
Is it a brownie?
No, listen to the noises. Do you hear how juicy it is?
It's juicy? Okay, hold on. Let me listen. That was a good noise.
Well, that was why I was giggling before. Those are the noises.
Is it a fruit?
Mm-hmm.
But it was wrapped up, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't go for fruit because most fruit is just free. It's not wrapped up.
Well, I mean, it's not wrapped in, like, a wrapper.
Oh, you just had it wrapped up.
No, see. No, it comes in its own. It grows that way.
It grows that way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it a watermelon?
No, although I wish, but watermelon is terrible at this time of the year because it's out of
I
season.
know it's winter.
And every once in a
Most,
while, I'll
I feel
like
like
buy it and then be like, why did I do this to
I so
myself?
I feel like most fruit is like that this time of year.
Yeah. Well, this is a fruit that is not like that this time of year.
Is
It's
it?
currently in season.
I don't know what's in season in the winter. Is it an apple?
No, it is not.
It is. Is it an orange type fruit?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it not an orange? Is it an orange?
It's an orange.
Oh.
Yeah, nothing fancy.
What kind of orange is it?
Just like a navel orange. So I was peeling off the skin. That was the wrapper.
Oh, it has its own wrapper. I get it. Does it have seeds or no seeds?
This is a no seeds or.
Good choice.
Yeah, I don't like the seeds.
All right. All right, well, I'm gonna start my snack.
Oh, and I—the reason that I was giggling was because it was making all those like gross squishy noises, and also getting orange juice all over myself, because it would like sprayed my face. And okay, so yours is more, much more on the
I used to
crunchy
have a,
spectrum.
yeah, I used to have a teacher in second grade who would peel. It was either an orange or a grapefruit, but she would eat one every day for lunch, and then after lunch, because we would go have lunch separate from her,
Right.
and then go outside, and we would come back from recess, and she would show us that she
Did
could
it all
always
in one.
peel it. Yeah, she would always show it to us.
You know, I would too. I would feel like I'm proud of myself.
She was really cool, Miss Jaffe. She would also give out, like, if whenever you did something good, and it didn't have to be that good, like everybody would get it sometimes, she would hand out dinosaur erasers
Nice.
and Jolly Ranchers, but she wouldn't hand them out. She would like throw them at you. You had to like catch it when you did
Yeah.
something good. She was the
What
best.
grade was it?
Second grade.
Second
And she
grade
was
teachers.
old too. Okay, anyway, I'm chewing.
Is it a cracker of some kind?
No.
How about a chip?
No. I actually don't know what I would call this.
Cool. How
Like,
about
kind of, but not really.
some sort of air puffed product?
No.
Is it made out of green?
No.
Is it a vegetable?
Yeah.
Is it a kale chip? Is it a kale chip?
No.
Oh. Is it a seaweed sheet?
No.
Okay.
No, you did that already.
I know, but you know, I thought you might have been trying to throw me for a loop.
It is getting to the point now, though, where everything I buy, I'm like, did we do that already? You
Really
can't
having a
remember.
hard time with that. I already told you that I bought a snack yesterday for today and then realized that it was the same snack that I did last time. Although, well, it was still chocolate chip cookies, but a different type of chocolate chip cookies. Okay, so you said it's a vegetable. Is it like a bell pepper?
No.
Carrots,
No.
beets, is it beet chips?
No.
Is it some sort of leafy vegetable?
No.
But it's like a dehydrated vegetable.
Yeah, probably.
Is it rice?
Oh, no, rice. Say that again. Grain. I couldn't hear you.
I asked you if it was rice, but rice is a grain and not a vegetable.
I think it probably does have rice in it.
Okay. That doesn't help. And it's not some sort of cracker?
Oh, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I said it's not some sort of cracker?
No. I mean, kind of, like that's the closest to what it is, but it's not a cracker.
Is it, like, a mush of vegetables that's then, like, baked into a cracker
no.
shape?
No. Is it no, potatoes? I would call that a cracker.
Yeah,
if I would not too. Potatoes.
Sweet potato?
Not sweet potato.
Broccoli?
Nope, not broccoli. Although, earlier today, I did have broccoli tots, and they were way better than I thought they were going to be.
That sounds good. Do they have cheese in them, or they were just broccoli?
They were like, I'm sure there was other stuff in them, although I didn't read what it was. But they're like shaped like tater tots and like breaded a little bit. But they still have enough nutrition in them that I was like, yeah, I'll buy that.
I really don't know. Can you give me a hint?
You were close already once with something that you said.
Okay.
I want to give you a hint. That's a good hint, but I don't want to give it away.
Right. That's generally the point of a hint.
That's how hints work, huh?
Yeah. Or ideally, that's how they work.
Not necessarily. It's a vegetable you didn't say yet.
Okay.
So I feel like if you just keep naming vegetables, you will get yourself there.
Okay. Is it a root vegetable?
No.
Is it? And you said it's not a leafy green.
No.
Is it a legume? Some sort
Maybe.
Of bean?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Beans. Chickpea?
No.
Oh, boy. Celery?
No. But when I was asking my friend earlier what I should snack on, because we were at the grocery store together, she was like, do ants on a log.
What's that?
It, like when you put peanut butter and raisins on celery, you don't know that that's called
gross.
Ants on a log?
No. I didn't know that people put raisins on that. Interesting.
It's like a snack for like kindergartners.
Oh. Well, I don't have a lot of FaceTime with kindergartners.
Although probably no, but like when we were kindergartners, because like probably not anymore, because like kids aren't allowed to eat peanut butter anymore.
Right. I am also not allowed to eat peanut butter, so there's that.
You would have to do
sunflower seed butter, yeah.
But it would still be ants on a log.
Sure.
Have you ever heard? Do you know Joe Firestone?
Yeah.
Did you listen to her comedy album that came out this year or last year?
No, but she was just on this past week's episode of High Maintenance.
Oh, I'm so not caught up on that.
Oh, it's
she
so good.
She is very excellent, and she tells a great, barely even a joke, but she does a very funny thing about raisins on her album.
All right. I'll check that out. In fifth grade, we did this experiment, the science experiment, where for some reason we put raisins in, like, seltzer water, and then we're, like,
ooh,
observing.
I remember that.
Yeah, observing how, like, the carbonation stuck to the raisins, I think. I'm not sure what the purpose of that experiment was. Maybe there were pennies involved, too? I don't know. But my last name is often mispronounced as O'Regan. And the kid sitting across from me at the table kept calling me Kara or Raisin, and he called me that for years, and it made me so mad, and I don't know why, because, like, retrospectively, I think it's hilarious.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I've given up. I'm done. I want to take a nap.
That's not how this game works.
Oh, God. It's like some sort of escape room. You can't end it until you finally guess.
This is just making up for the last episode that only took 2 minutes.
Yeah. A tomato is botanically a fruit, but some people think it's a vegetable. Is that what you're eating?
No.
I have no idea. I really don't know. I'm like trying to
okay,
picture.
What if I tell you it's green and it's a vegetable you didn't say yet?
Brussels sprout? No, those are leafy green. I'm like picturing the vegetable aisle. I don't know.
And it is in a package. Not its own package. You put the raisins in the seltzer because they jump up and down. They, like, dance in the water.
Oh, I don't remember that. Interesting.
Because they, like, sink to the bottom. But then they get covered in bubbles and lifted back to the top.
Interesting.
Are you done guessing?
Yeah, I think so.
We're gonna have the first one that's not solved?
No, I feel like you've given up on things before.
They're peas.
Peas!
You didn't say peas.
I always forget
you did
about
say
peas.
Chickpeas.
I know. Well, how about that?
This is one of my favorite snacks.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What other weird science experiments did we do in school? Did you ever draw a lima bean on your desk?
What? No.
I think you put, like, a lima bean and a paper towel, like, so it stays wet, like, in a plastic bag.
Yeah, well, that's a way to propagate some.
Yeah, but, like, we just, like, did it on our, you would, like, tape it to your desk at school.
Oh, interesting. No, we never did anything like that. I have no recollection of any other science experiments that we did in school.
Did you have to dissect a frog?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that was actually the second frog I had dissected because I was in this, like, gifted and talented program at Montclair State University where I would go on Saturdays to extra school for no reason. And I took this, like, intro to veterinary medicine class, and they wanted us to dissect pigeons, but for some reason that wasn't going to work out, so we did frogs, and then...
Pigeons?
Yeah. They're complex little animals.
We did frogs, and we also did worms.
Oh, yeah, we did worms, too. And then if you took AP Bio, you did a pig, I think, but I did not... take that because I was going to go to art school and I was like, fuck that.
Fuck science.
But not fuck science. I actually love science. I just hated school. So.
Alright, y'all. Thanks for chewing with us. My snack is gone. We're going to go record another podcast now. We will chew with you again in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.